Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 102,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to Taiwan during the 14-15 marketing year. Also headed out the door in the 14-15 marketing year is 110,000 metric tons of soybeans, and those are going to China. Trade estimates are beginning to trickle in ahead of next week's crop production, and WASDE reports the Lind Group pegs the U.S. corn crop at 14.518 billion bushels with an average yield of 172.8 bushels to the acre. This compares to the USDA July 14 estimate of 13.860 billion bushels with an average yield of 165.3. The Lind Group says total U.S. soybean production is estimated at 3.849 billion bushels with an average yield of 45.8, comparing to USDA's July report estimate of 3.800 billion bushels with an average yield of 45.2. Also, Doan Advisory Services came through with their forecast of corn production. They peg it at 14.443 billion bushels with an average yield of 172.3 following its annual crop tour over the past 2 weeks. Doan projected the U.S. 14 soybean crop at 3.860 billion bushels with an average yield of 45.9 bushels to the acre. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 16,438. It is up 22 points. The NASDAQ, 3888, up 15. The S&P 500, 1923, up 5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Today's Midwest weather still looks to be very good. In fact, crop conditions across the majority of the U.S. crop country looks to be ideal as we move forward through the next 2 weeks. The dry areas, and there's still quite a few of them, will all get a chance for significant relief. And it looks as though by the time we get to mid-month, we may have another round of cooler air pushing across the heart of the country, and that will follow all this precipitation and help to conserve it, keeping it in the soil for as long as possible so that we don't have to tap into subsoil moisture to support crops. The bottom line is that we should be able to drift all the way into the end of the month with a favorable environment if we can avoid any excessive heat and if we get enough rain to fall over this next couple of weeks. Certainly the driest areas in the Midwest are in the western Corn Belt and west central and southwestern areas. These will all get a good chance for a significant amount of rainfall as we move forward through this week. There's going to be potential for some locally heavy rains occurring, and the area to be impacted will include South Dakota, eastern Nebraska, Iowa, a big part of Missouri, and some areas in Kansas. And the precipitation will continue from there into parts of Illinois and western and southern Indiana and western Kentucky. All of this includes some of the very driest areas in the Midwest that has evolved in recent weeks. Rain totals will run from 1 to 2 inches, and perhaps some localized amounts getting up to 3 inches or more across some of this region by the time we're done with this next full week of forecasting. And that's, of course, assuming that everything verifies as suggested. But I think that the situation right now looks very good for supporting thunderstorms across the western Corn Belt and across some of the lower areas and also down into the Delta and Southeast. And so certainly the bottom line has to be for improvement in these areas. We may not be able to completely eliminate some of the dryness, but we will certainly ease up the dry tendency enough that crops will respond positively. Temperatures are going to be seasonable to slightly warmer than usual in some locations this week, but most of the warmth will be in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt, and that will be prior to the arrival of the thunderstorms. Once once the thunderstorm activity begins, we'll see a milder temperature bias. And that cool air mass that I mentioned will show itself during the second half of next week, and that should shut down the rain-making machine and also give us a chance for temperatures that are a little bit cooler biased, with back into the 70s and some lower 80s possible at that time. That's a long ways out in the forecast. Leaves a lot of room for changes in the overall outlook, but right now it looks quite favorable. Over the weekend, we saw a rather erratic distribution of rain, but some of those southwestern Corn Belt areas already picked up on a little bit of moisture that was in northwestern Missouri and northeastern Kansas, as well as areas in western Iowa and extreme eastern Nebraska. We'll see an expansion of that precipitation as we move forward over these next two or three days. Specifically, our temperatures are expected to trend to warmer, and we will go through most of this week with much of the Midwest experiencing temperatures in the 80s. There will be some 70-degree temperatures, though, in the northern and eastern parts of the region, but the southwest and west-central parts of the Corn Belt could see temperatures getting up into the 80s and perhaps a few lower 90s periodically just before we get involved with the greater amounts of rain. In general, though, the temperatures are going to be close to normal. A lot of upper 70 and 80-degree readings expected across the majority of the region. And it looks like our low temperatures at night should be running mostly 60s and a few lower 70s. There will also be some 50s scattered across some of the northern areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey, with strategy planning for future generations to fit individual needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Here are how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat, 644, up 11 and a quarter. December, 654 and a quarter, up 10 and three quarters. Soft September wheat, 547 and a half, up 13 and a quarter. December, 566, up 12 and three quarters. September corn is 357 and a half, up 5. December, 367, up 4 and 3 quarters. July, 395, up 4 and a quarter. August soybeans, 1233 and a half, up 18 and a half. September, 1089 and a half, up 16. November, 1075 and a quarter, up 16 and 3 quarters, now 16 and a half. August soybean meal, 391.30, up 380. September, 361.40, up 560. August soybean oil, 35.67, up 22. September, 35.84, up 30. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. So what do we make of this bounce that we're seeing in the marketplace this morning after corn and beans made new lows for their move?
Yeah, both East corn and November beans did make new lows, seeing some nice little recovery here this morning. A couple of things at play, I think, just kind of watching the rain event here over this week. I think dry areas, obviously out west, whether or not they get some rain is causing a little bit of short covering here this morning. That I think the longer range maps are just a touch drier here, so this week's rains will be of some importance here, at least on corn here, to see if we can continue to support some of these lofty ratings. And also, you know, we're in August now, Dave, so pretty critical here for soybeans. The market's anticipating crop ratings to be a touch lower here this afternoon. I mean, both on the dry weather that we've had in some parts of the Corn Belt, but also just some of the natural deterioration of the crop here as we head towards the finish line, getting a little support from wheat here. Too wet in Europe, where they're trying to do some wheat harvest, some quality concerns there. So we've seen wheat try to forge out a little bit of a short-term bottom here, and I think that's helping corn just a touch here this morning too, Dave.
So we have some short covering potentially on ideas that the dry areas, southern Illinois among them, will miss rains later this week. And so at the end of the week, if those areas get rain, do the markets down they go, or is there some short covering also then ahead of next week's WASDE and crop production reports?
Yeah, I think we're kind of factoring in just how big this crop is, right? And we'll hear a lot of private estimates here this week, and we're going to hear some big numbers out of those, both on corn and soybean wise. So, you know, the market continues to be due for a bounce. The when you combine futures and options together on the corn, at least in the non-commercial side, on Friday showed a short position for both corn and soybeans. So I think that's helping the balance here a little bit too. But I think moving forward, I think rallies are going to continue to be kind of tough to maintain, but we could see a little more help here depending on what this rain event does throughout the Corn Belt. You know, differing opinions on what kind of coverage we're going to have, what kind of totals we're going to have. So, you know, a lot of moving parts here as the week goes on, Dave.
Well, then I suggest what producers ought to do is hold a raffle to get me, because wherever I am, the rain is too.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. September corn is 357 and three quarters, up 5 1/4. December, 367 and a quarter, up 5. Go out to July at 395, up 4 1/4. August soybeans, 1229 and three quarters, up 14 and three quarters. September is 1088 and a quarter, up 14 and three quarters. And November is 1073 and a half, up 15. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.